Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I am Robbie Raw, live here in the WDCX studios. So blessed to be here today with God's breath in our lungs. I always say it, but I think it, and so I need to express it. His blood is running through our veins right now. There isn't one day that I don't thank him for waking me up. I know that he's got a divine plan, a divine purpose for our life. He knows the plans he has for us to prosper us and not harm us, to give us hope in a future. So no matter what is going on in your life, you guys, you can cling to that truth that he's got it. He's God, the God that created the universe and everything in it, including us. He will not leave or forsake us. And although sometimes things feel like they're falling down around us, they're really not. He's just making a way for his way. And that's the only way that I want to go. So very excited about today's show. But before I go into that, I want to say publicly congratulations to Carrie Cardinale and Phil. Of course, they had their little baby Anna this week, a little bit early, but mom and baby are doing well. And, you know, it's just such an incredible miracle when you see that tiny baby. I can announce this because she obviously posted it. And, you know, the baby is tiny, but it's such a miracle that she is just perfect. And so continue to keep them in your prayers. You know, it is always a time where, you know, we have to watch mom and baby closely after they went through what they went through and so early. But just continue to keep Carrie and baby Anna in your prayers. So I'm so excited. I sent them over something at the hospital yesterday or a couple days ago, whenever it was. And I talked to Carrie this morning for quite some time, and I'm just so excited for her. She's waited a long, long time for this. So couple other things. Number one, don't forget our podcast, The Real Raw Truth, is now up. And Carrie Spring and I, Carrie is, you've heard a couple of weeks ago, she is a speaker, national speaker, but she also is on a crusade to help families deal with suicides in their family. Her son, she lost her son to suicide. And she's just got a heart for helping others through this. But our podcast is up right now. We're so excited about that. And don't forget, all of my shows are on demand at robbieraw.com as well. And our podcast up wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find us there. Also, want to tell you our DNA kits are finally in. And I'm ordering more again today because we went through a ton of them this week. Obviously, it was the first week of having the kits. And so we were very, very busy doing all of the DNA tests at Raw Truth Health. And so we have several locations you can get that done. And Anne-Marie and I have a lot of exciting things coming down the pike. So stay tuned for that. So, excuse me. I also want to mention that, you know, I know my phone's been blowing up about, you know, the gyms not opening right now. Listen, I can't be more upset about that, but I'm not really upset about it because God is in control. I can't be more aware of that, I should say. You know, yes, I'm keeping a close eye on that. I've talked to Amy Buemi. I've talked to the powers that be at Catalyst, and I understand what's going on over there. And they want the gyms to be open just as much as anyone else. And so, you know, just be patient, people. I'm still teaching my Zoom classes. I'm doing a lot of my work virtually, as I always have anyway. That's nothing new. But, you know, the Zoom classes are still going on. And, of course, you can join in. And we'll be back soon enough. It won't look the same. It won't feel the same. But we will be back. And, you know, the gyms will open up eventually. I try not to get too caught up in what we don't have and focus on what we do have and focus on all of God's blessings. So when we come back, we're going to talk with one of our guests today. I'm so excited. Well, first of all, later on in the show, We're going to be talking with Western New York entrepreneur and podcast host. He's a keynote speaker and author, David Schaub. David Schaub is a serial entrepreneur who built two six-figure businesses from the ground up before he was 27 years old. And his story is quite inspiring on, his deep faith in God and his belief and all of that. Also, when we come back, we're going to talk to a good friend of mine, and she is attorney and Fox News contributor Beth Parlato. Of course, Beth is a conservative activist and a GOP candidate for Congress for the New York 27th and a champion for families. And of course, this show is about faith, family, food, fitness, finance, all of that. And so, I just can't wait to talk to Beth because we need to all be aware of what's going on and we all need to be voting. So when we come back from listening to our sponsors here, we'll talk with Beth and then later on the show, David Schaub. You're going to hear a message right now from Amy Buemi. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Hi, everyone. This is Amy Buemi from Catalyst Fitness. Several weeks ago, we had to temporarily close our doors because of this unprecedented pandemic. Buffalo is our home, and we know that many of you are hurting, whether you're unemployed, taking care of loved ones, or battling an illness. We want you to know that you are in our thoughts and prayers. While we know that it is important for social distancing at this time, please don't forget to stay connected. It's important for your overall health. If you have a relationship with one of our personal trainers or any of our staff members at Catalyst Fitness, I encourage you to please reach out to them. They would love to hear from you. We also have some great in-home workouts posted on our website to help keep you healthy and fit. Just visit our website at catalystfitnessbuffalo.com. We can't wait to see all of you again soon, very soon, I hope, at one of our 7 locations. Until then, stay healthy, Western New York. We miss you.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic Offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their 3 convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices. Hey, this is Robbie. You know, I love coloring my hair. And if you color your hair but hate all of those chemicals used to do it, I have some great news for you. Pure Organic Salon at the Fountain Wellness Center is who you need to call. Their products are free from aerosol, GMOs, gluten, ammonia, sodium chloride, and sulfate, even plastics, and the list goes on and on. Your hair will maintain its natural protein and moisture balance while achieving amazing color like mine without harsh chemicals for a healthier head of hair from the inside out. Other products include organic skincare products, nail care, and a toxic-free cosmetic line. For more information, call 716-796-7339.
Hi, my name is Lois, and I've lost 100 pounds under Robbie's care. I tried for so long on my own before to lose weight and get healthy. I was working out and eating healthy, or so I thought. I began to consider doing the keto diet when I saw a Facebook post of Robbie's promotion for her nutritional DNA test. So I called Robbie and went in to have the test done. On October 30th of last year, I met with Robbie to review the results, which were extensive. The key details were that I have a gluten intolerance and my body responds best to a balanced diet. Robbie sat with me and explained all the results, set me up on a detox plan, and provided me with meal ideas and recipes. I started November 1st of 2018 and have lost almost 100 pounds since then. I honestly believe that the nutritional DNA test is what made the difference.
Hi, it's Robbie Raw. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
So blessed to be here in the WDCX studios. I'm Robbie Raw, and you're listening to The Raw Truth on faith, family, food, fitness, finance, all of that. So important, many important issues. And I could not think of anyone more important to talk to today than my good friend, Beth Parlato. She is a mom, a judge, an attorney, a Fox News contributor, a conservative, and champion of families who is running right now for the Republican Congress in New York 27 to fight the radical left. And I'm so grateful she's joining us in the middle of her meets and greets this morning. Good morning, Beth.
Hi, Robbie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be with you.
Oh, I wish you could be here in person, but I know that you're a very busy lady right now, as you always are. And, you know, I just want to thank you, Beth, because I know you personally. I've been to your house. Your daughter Claire was an intern for me. I know your family. I know your passion, and I know that you are going nonstop fighting for all of us right now. And I just think about what your life has been, because you've always balanced so many balls in the air as a mother and a judge and an attorney and a Fox News contributor and everything else. And now, to really make a difference, you are running for Congress to help us all. And I'm so appreciative of that.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Robbie. Well, I'm talking to all of your listeners from Avon, New York. And we have a meet and greet out here. We have four places we're hitting today in Livingston and Ontario and Monroe counties. This district is so big. It goes, you know, all the counties in between Buffalo all the way out to Rochester. And, you know, when you gave me all of those titles and everything I've done, of course, the most important has been being a mom. That is the most important to me. And that's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm in this race. A year ago, it's almost a year since I've been campaigning nonstop, like you said. And a year ago, little did I know, I knew that I was in this race for a reason. I really felt led to do this for such a time as this. And little did I know the state that our nation would be in when I believe I was called to run this race. And now I look and I just said, you know what, being a mom and loving my family, that's why we're here. I think not only are our families hurting, but look at our nation. And we're all one family, right? We're all Americans, and we love our country. And we are such a nation divided. And we need healing, and we need unity. And I think in order for that to happen, we need strong leaders. You know, we don't need followers. We don't need people that want to go to Washington just for their own career and just follow the leaders and make, you know, bills just because that's what they're supposed to do because they're interested in their own career. No, we have got to have people get their hands dirty and just really work 24 hours a day on healing this nation.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been following you, obviously, since I met you, because you are so inspirational, and I believe in, you know, what you're fighting for us. I think that sometimes people get so, I don't know what it is, so much maybe anxiety or whatever, that they feel like they're paralyzed, that they don't know what to do next. But it's pretty simple, you know, and it's important that they do vote right now, and that's coming up so quickly. You know, there's so many issues that you stand for, that you fight for. And number one, of course, is the right to life. I know that you are 100% yeah. pro-life, and you believe that life begins at conception. So do I. And you will always fight for the lives of the unborn. And I was just talking about Carrie Carnelli just having her baby. And, you know,
yes.
When we think of that issue, Beth, it's so important that we speak up and that we actually, you know, do something about these issues that we believe in. And we can, you know, to join your movement and to support you in your candidacy for New York's 27th congressional district. It couldn't be a more important time, as you said. And as you say, you know, when you decided to run back when, we had no idea where our nation would be right. at right now. And it couldn't be more right. important. So, you know, tell our listeners why it's so important right now and what they can do.
Okay. Thank you, Robbie, for giving me that opportunity. Well, what they can do first and foremost is this election is right around the corner. It's 10 days, June 23rd. So I just tell people, you know, June 23rd, pick Carlatos. You know, Republican voters, we have a Republican primary for Congress. Do not leave that voting place, that polling place, until you pick Parlato. And if you're on the fence, you're unsure what I stand for, you know, give us a call, go to our website, and I'm happy to respond to emails. And that's at bethforcongress.com. And why it's so important is really what I just said. We have got to have strong leadership for our district. You know, this is a district I've lived in my entire life, 53 years. I've lived here. I've raised my children here. I work here. These are my friends, my family, my clients, my colleagues. And we need somebody who really cares about us, cares about the people, and work for the people and work for our nation, and especially for unity, for healing, to get our economy back going. You know, I'm fighting, honestly, I'm in this race fighting against career politics, career politicians, that my opponent, who has been in politics for 30 plus years and does not even live here in our district, and you're not going to be serving the people when you're in politics that long. So it's important. Elections have consequences. We see what happened when you talked about the abortion, pro-life, and little Carrie's, you know, or the little baby that's, what, only a little over 3 pounds?
Yeah.
You know, that's a baby that could have been aborted. It's a disgusting concept to even think about that's legal in New York State. And, you know, we have got to make sure that we have the right people in Congress and in leadership positions to protect our values, our traditional values, and the right to life is one of them. You know, elections have consequences. You have to find out what your candidates believe before you go into that voting booth.
Exactly. And people can go to bethforcongress.com, and you have everything laid out there: the right to life, the right to bear arms, combating the radical socialist agenda, illegal immigration,
right.
American economic opportunity, national security and veterans, education, which is such a huge issue for so many people as
right.
well. And, you know, I mean, I think about this, the future for my children. You know, it's like we both have two girls, and,
right.
you know, this is what I'm fighting for. I know this is what you're fighting for. You're fighting for our families. And that's why, you know, I think it's so important for people to understand the issues. And really, I encourage everybody to go to your website, to look you up, and find out what you stand for, and pick Parlato on June 23rd. BethForCongress.com. Beth, I just, when I think of you, first of all, I think of standing in your kitchen with you cooking 500 things at one time, and just being a mom. But I know that, you know, that is why you're doing what you're doing right now for families. And for me, you know, I could not be more grateful. I don't know that I could do what you do, because you balance. People think I'm busy, but you're just all over the place. Do you sleep?
I do. 5 hours. I'm good. Now the Lord gives me, I go to bed about 1 a.m. and at after 5 solid hours, I wake up and I'm good to go. So it's really been the Lord's, you know, provision. you know, getting me through, giving me his supernatural strength, getting through a year of campaigning, quite honestly. So, you know, we're going to finish strong. We have 10 days. We have our Best for Congress, our Best Mobile going around over these 8 counties, and we are going to finish strong. So, you know, we're doing well. I believe that we're going to win this, Lord willing, but we need to get the vote out. So thank you for having me on so you're able to tell all your listeners and remind them to get out and vote on June 23rd. I appreciate it, Robbie.
Well, you are so welcome. And, you know, the best thing about you is you love Jesus. I love that about you. So I know you're going to be talking to my good friend Brenda Lacey tomorrow as well on air. So,
oh, yes. Yes, yes, she's, I am. Yep, on WBEN I'll be on.
Yeah, she's it's her birthday tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, thank you for telling me that.
Okay. Yes, yes. So, oh my gosh, Beth, I know you're in the middle of your meet and greet. I just am so grateful that you joined us today. Go to, once again, BethForCongress.com. You guys, look her up. If you have been under a rock and you just don't know who she is, I'm sure you will vote for Beth. Pick Parlato on June 23rd. Beth, kiss the girls for me, and I love you all. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Love you, too. Thank you, Robbie. You have a beautiful day.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, you guys. Listen, we are going to go to our endorsed sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with David Schaub. If you've heard me talk about David Schaub, and this guy, listen, if you need some inspiration, if you're feeling kind of down about where you are in your life or with your job or whatever, we're going to be talking with Western New York entrepreneur and podcast host, keynote speaker and author David Schaub. And David Schaub is a serial entrepreneur who built 2 six-figure businesses from the ground up before he was 27 years old. He loves Jesus, and his story is inspiring. So listen, when we come back, we'll talk to him. But I want to tell you about Turning Tides Financial. I had Katie Weibel on my show yesterday, on our podcast show, and you've heard her on this show. Katie and Julianne Lipo are so informative. Listen, the world has changed. The face of business has changed. Everything has changed. And if you don't think you need to talk to a financial advisor, I'm here to tell you, you do. They will not try and sell you. They will give you a free consultation if you heard it, if you say you heard it right here on The Raw Truth. And I'm telling you, have your notebook and pen ready when you do talk to them, because what they're about to tell you and it changed and what's going down right now is so important, you know, especially with the New York pause and COVID-19, all of this. It's so important that you get your finances in order. And not only that, live your life and plan your future, which is their motto. Check them out, Turning Tides Financial. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member, FINRA SIPC. As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, this is Robbie. When it comes to selling your home, you want the best price. You want the timing to be right. You want an advocate who knows the market inside and out. You need Donna Littlefield. She's a prayer warrior ready to serve you and your family at Keller Williams Realty, Buffalo North Towns. Contact Donna Littlefield for a free true market analysis and then list your home with Donna. DonnaLittlefield.com. Contact her today and get your home sold.
Hi, this is Chuck Roberts. I've now lost 89 pounds making healthy food choices with the Detox and Raw Truth Recharge classes. I've been a marathon runner for 14 years. However, I found that I can run and still be fat. Robbie taught me that you can't out-exercise a bad diet. I encourage everyone who wants to make healthy food choices and increase their energy to come to a Raw Truth Recharge class or pick up the Raw Truth Recharge book. For more information, go to RobbieRaw.com, click on the Nutrition/DNA tab at the top of the page.
Hey friends, you hear me talk about PowerShot Greens Superfood. Listen, it's a synergistic green formula of 100% organic concentrated nutrient-dense alkaline superfoods, a valuable source of natural occurring phytonutrients, chlorophyll, live enzymes, and bioavailable vitamins and minerals. PowerShot aims to help boost metabolism, energy, and stamina, assist with mineral replacement, and provide optimal support for the body's system. It's so bioavailable and easily absorbed. I want you to check out PowerShot Greens Superfood. Go to RobbieRaw.com. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw. You know, over the years, I have met so many of you who are in Canada or in other states of the U.S. who want my expertise as a nutritionist and a nurse for your health, fitness, weight management, and nutrition, but you can't come and see me live. Well, now I have the opportunity to give you all of my expertise, my tools, my motivation, behavior changes, and everything from A to Z on your mobile phone or device daily through a world-class, worldwide virtual mobile program called ProCoach. Go to RobbieRaw.com for more information.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And it was so good talking with Beth Parlato. She is a wonderful person, you guys. I hope you do get out there and vote on June 23rd. So listen, I'm so excited about today's guest, our next guest. We're going to be talking with Western New York entrepreneur and podcast host, keynote speaker and author David Schaub. And David Schaub is a serial entrepreneur, as he calls himself, who built 2 six-figure businesses from the ground up before he was 27 years old. And the great thing about him is he loves Jesus. I read his book over this past month, and it is an inspirational story of really how being vulnerable and asking yourself the right questions can really change your life. And he's from Buffalo, but I think he's in the woods somewhere today. Good morning, David.
Hey, Robbie. Thanks for having me on. I'm in Alabama.
Oh, wow. So you're like traveling across the country, aren't you?
Yeah, a little impromptu trip. We literally have no idea where we're staying tonight, and we're just making it up as we go.
My husband has always wanted to do that. I should have just have him hook up with you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm glad that you are you have some a signal to talk to us today. But yeah, thank you so much for joining us. I am so inspired by your story, and of course, you know, as you talk about in your book, things weren't always very easy for you. You grew up fatherless. You were arrested 4 times. You worked at a dead-end job and was kicked out of college with a 0.86 GPA all before you were 20. And you put your faith and trust in Christ, and things started to change for you. So tell us about your story. I mean, kind of gave an overview, but go ahead, tell us in your own words.
Yeah, I could spend a half hour just on that, but to give it to you straight in a over almost like a 30,000-foot view in like 30 seconds or so. So, I grew up, I wouldn't say, fatherless, but my dad was in prison. I literally couldn't meet him until I was 14 years of age legally. He couldn't write to me. I couldn't visit him, none of that. And my mom got remarried when I was 8, but he was an alcoholic. And grew up with him and around alcoholism and just not knowing when I get picked up from practice or work or anything of that nature. I know half the time he was getting intoxicated. And I can't tell how many times I almost lost my life or felt like I was losing my life driving home with him. He left our family when I was 17, abruptly, out of nowhere, just left our family, left behind my three sisters and my two half-sisters at the age of 2 and 8, and I was arrested 4 times before I was 20, didn't do too well in school, got booted, and worked a dead-end job, and at 20 years of age, I kind of, hit a green light for my head, where I need to really just take a next step in my life, and I started working for a sales company, did really well with them, and they gave me the keys to run an office at 22 years of age, and did really, really well with them. And basically was running my own business at 23 years of age and hiring and training. I was completely on my own with no degree. And then I did really well. So at 24 years of age, I gave my life to Christ because most people, I feel like, meet Christ at their lowest point. I met him at my highest point. I had a house, 2 cars, a summer car, winter car. I went on vacation 6-7 times a year, absolutely for free. Went to Hawaii, Cancun, South America, Budapest, Hungary, Germany. You name a place, I've probably been to it. And I just sat there and said, this is kind of how life is. You just make as much money as you can and go on as many dates as you can and go on as many vacations as you can, and that's get a better car and a house. And I'm like, there's got to be more to life than this, So I checked out this whole Jesus thing, if you will, and I did, and I gave my life to Christ a couple years later. And it's been a really cool journey. I left that I sold that company when I was 26 and bought a franchise for a publishing company, written a couple of books, and then started the podcast and array of other things that I won't waste too many details on, but God has been good through the whole process.
It's very inspirational because, so many people have grown up with the school of hard knocks. They've gone through things. They've, had losses in their lives or they've haven't had the support that other people have had. And so they kind of get stuck in that. They kind of get stuck and they blame this or blame that. They didn't have support from their parents or they lost this or lost that. But you actually turned it around. I mean, obviously God turned it around when you put your faith and trust in him. But you refuse to get stuck there. And, often people want to find their destiny or struggle to know or truly pursue their calling in life. Why do you think this is, and why do people find their destiny? How?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of us focus on the destination versus the journey. So for me, kind of like a lot of people have played the game of, I'll be happy when I graduate high school, I'll be happy when I get to college, or then I'll be happy I graduate college, and I'll be happy once I get married or have a relationship. Then I'll be happy when I have kids, I'll be happy when I retire, and then I'll be happy when I visit this or go on this vacation, have this home, have this update. And we keep playing that game, and I've noticed that if we're not grateful for what we have now, even if it's very, very little, it's almost like it's almost be impossible to be grateful later for what we have. And I grew up very poor. We did not go on vacations, and we were on food stamps. I really grew up in I shared a room the whole childhood and adulthood with my brother until I moved out. And my point is that I've been on both sides of the spectrum, and I realized that I was just as happy then that I was there. And I think a lot of us as well are addicted to busy, and we almost mix up busy with and being important. So a lot of us just keep our minds busy and we think we're achieving these things, but really what we're doing is we're keeping ourselves busy because we think, A, it's important, makes us important. Two, it keeps us from really, how do I want to put this in a nutshell, but basically it kind of almost stops us from exploring our heart and what God truly has for us. Like if we actually sit back and be quiet and silent, we're actually afraid what we might hear or feel, if that makes sense to you. So I feel like, kind of like you said in the beginning, I think us being real with ourselves, being quiet and really exploring, hey, God, what do you have for me? What do I need to work on? I'm not perfect. Am I really happy? Am I really where God called me? Just being honest with ourselves. And a lot of times we don't like the answers, but that we can take a next step every day. It's not about being better than anyone else. For me, it's just taking a next step every single day. And I would say most of the times our next step isn't to do something. It's to get rid of something or remove something. So many times, we are so busy, we can't imagine adding something else. But a lot of times, our next step is to get rid of something so we can create space for what God really has for us. Maybe it's that job. Maybe it's an apathetic relationship or friendship. Maybe it's just getting rid of something so you can create room for what's really better for you. So that's really changed my life, just being really honest with myself in those situations.
Well, and reflecting, and I think, you know, in the last 90 days, we've all had, whether or not we're working from home or not, we've all had more time to reflect on what's important. And I know for me, I have definitely making some changes right now. And it all was due to the fact that I had time to pray, listen to God, what he's actually saying to me, instead of go running from this location and that location and doing this and doing that and just trying to balance 20 balls in the air, being so busy that I really could not even think about what I should be doing or what I could be doing to make things better, to live out the purpose that God has for my life. And I think many of us try to keep our hands on the wheel. You know, things are going good with us at the helm, and we don't see God, so why do we need God? And, you know, it was, I'm sure, the Holy Spirit tugging to your heart when you gave your life to Christ at such an early age, and what an inspiration to people. You know, you're often quoted, David, for saying, this isn't as good as it gets. Where did that come from, and why do you say that?
Yeah, because I think it really just really speaks to all people from different walks of life. So for me, I kind of say this, like, hey, if things aren't going as good as it gets, or it's not going as well as it seems to be, maybe you're like, Dave, things are just not going well. Everything could have went wrong, and I'm just not where I want to be. And this failed, and I really have thought I have this vision for my life. It's just not working out. And for those, I always say, this isn't as good as it gets. I don't care where you are, it's as good as it gets. But for the very few of you, you're like, Dave, I don't know what you're talking about. Things are going really well right now. Things are, I couldn't be imagined me better. And at those times in my life when I feel like, man, I couldn't imagine things being any better, I just feel like God's like almost thunderous whisper in a way, say, hey, you haven't seen nothing yet. This isn't as good as it gets. I have more for you. Keep taking next step with me. When I tell you to stop, you stop. When I tell you to remove something, remove something. When I say, like, okay, now it's time to go for this, let's go for it. But just follow me. And one thing I want to say is who you're becoming is more important than what you're doing. Most of us do to become. If I do this, I'll be a good Christian. If I do this, I'll be a good husband. If I do this, I'll be a great leader. If I do this, then I'll be worth being emulated or important, or people might see this, or I might be good enough, or whatever the case may be. But when you know that you're working from your identity in Christ, like, I am loved, I am cherished, I am taken care of, I am significant, I'm working from victory versus for victory, therefore anything I do is just a bonus. It's an added bonus. And God can't love me more than he does already. Therefore, I have the authority to just go for it in life and whatever he calls me to do. So I think that's been a huge impact in my life. So I hope that answers your question.
You're getting me all fired up here. We need to go to our endorsed sponsors, but I love what you're saying. Can you hang on for a few minutes?
Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. You guys, we're talking with David Schaub. He is an author, a podcast host, a keynote speaker. I have his book in my hand right now, Never Complete, Becoming Who We Were Meant to Be. And of course, God has that purpose for us in our lives. And sometimes we're working so much that we can't see the forest through the trees. And boy, if you have not changed in the last 90 days, if the last 90 days has not broken you like it's broken me, boy, I think you need to slow down today and take a look at it, because we certainly went through the last 90 days for a reason, and I believe that we should come out changed by it. I know I have, and we'll talk more about that in the next couple of weeks, both on my podcast and on this show. But I want to continue my conversation with David Schaub. And listen, I want to tell you about Notaro Chiropractic. They are being proactive about your health. They've stayed open through this entire time of COVID-19. And we need to be, you know, proactive about our health and practice health care. Chiropractic care at Notaro Chiropractic. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us. Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their three convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices.
Hi, everyone. This is Amy Buemi from Catalyst Fitness. Several weeks ago, we had to temporarily close our doors because of this unprecedented pandemic. Buffalo is our home, and we know that many of you are hurting, whether you're unemployed, taking care of loved ones, or battling an illness. We want you to know that you are in our thoughts and prayers. While we know that it is important for social distancing at this time, please don't forget to stay connected. It's important for your overall health. If you have a relationship with one of our personal trainers or any of our staff members at Catalyst Fitness, I encourage you to please reach out to them. They would love to hear from you. We also have some great in-home workouts posted on our website to help keep you healthy and fit. Just visit our website at catalystfitnessbuffalo.com. We can't wait to see all of you again soon. Very soon, I hope, at one of our seven locations. Until then, stay healthy, Western New York. We miss you.
Hi, this is Robbie, and you know, the Fountain Wellness Center is a comprehensive wellness center, a beacon of the resources for our community, is a collection of small businesses who emphasize individualized care and promote growth in all aspects of life. They know that you are the most important part of your health care. Each provider and expert within the Fountain practices with this as a foundational belief and aims to help you on your journey to health. The Fountain is the home of Pure Organic Salon, Massage Therapy and Holy Yoga, Raw Truth Integrative Health, Essential Oil Consultations, Co-Era Physical Therapy, Birthing by Design, Holistic Well Women Care, an infrared sauna, group exercise, nutrition, cooking, and community classes, and so much more. Check out the Fountain Wellness Center in Williamsville, New York on Sheridan Drive. Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, God gave us all different DNA, and we can't change that DNA. We can change the way the DNA express themselves through our dietary habits and our lifestyle. And I'm telling you what, we test 92 gene SNPs at The Raw Truth so that you can have a blueprint for your body in terms of fitness and food to find out what your body is going to respond best to. Set up your appointment at RobbieRaw.com.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And our DNA kits are in. So if you are looking for a way to get healthy, to stay in shape, to lose weight, to gain weight, to find out what the best diet type is for you and the best exercise, well, epigenetics is the way to go. And that's what we do exclusively at Raw Truth Health. And boy, it's been a crazy busy week this week because our tests finally came in. Of course, everything was on pause for 90 days with the producing of the tests and all of that. And so anyway, we are booking appointments now. So just check it out. Go to RobbieRaw.com and don't waste your time, you guys. It's been the missing link of everything I've been doing for 40 years. I mean, if you really want results, I don't have to guess. If you just, you know, on a rational, logical level, God gave us all different DNA and we can't change that DNA, but we can change the way that DNA express themselves. And so you've heard people have lost up to 100 pounds with me all because they're following their DNA. All right. So listen, I'm so excited about today's guest. And we have been talking with Western New York entrepreneur, podcast host, keynote speaker, and author David Schaub. David Schaub is a serial entrepreneur who built 2 six-figure businesses from the ground up before he was 27. He's a lover of the Lord, and we've just been talking about his, you know, how he got to where he is. And David, thank you so much for holding on. You wrote it. I have your one book in my hand here, Never Complete, Beginning Who We Were Meant to Be, or Becoming Who We Were Meant to Be. You wrote another book, How to Feel Empowered When You're Overwhelmed. And so many people feel overwhelmed. What advice do you have for those feeling that way right now? Because obviously some are working, some are not working, and the face of business is changing right now. What do you have to say?
Yeah, often I feel like we feel overwhelmed because we have to control everything, or we feel like it's up to us. So for me, that's what, at least I'll speak for me, because I know everyone's wired differently. How we grew up is a lot to change, or has a lot to do with our mentality and what we feel. But I feel like most of us are overwhelmed. We feel like we have to control everything, which means that we really feel like I have to be in control and God's not in control. So for me, I'm sitting here going, hey, I'm not an orphan. I don't have to have it all figured out. I don't have to have everything go right for me to be empowered. So for us, I'm empowered by Jesus' grace. Even when I mess up, even when we're overwhelmed because of the things that we've done, a lot of times it's our own fault, the situations we put into, the people we're dealing with. It's maybe we just had a lack of integrity for even just a simple moment, and we're like, man, I'm never going to get this right. Man, I've been struggling with this for 10 years, 20 years, 20 days, and man, for me, it comes all down to identity, because who you are, what you think about yourself really comes out in your actions and how you think. So for me, I got to catch myself and often be surrounded by great people that remind me of who I am. Dave, that is not who you are. It's what Jesus says who you are. So for me, the How to Feel Empowered When You're Overwhelmed book, it's only 47 pages. It's free. I wrote it geared towards between 18 and 30-year-olds, because so many of us feel the weight and pressure of, you have to have this figured out by this date, this time. If you don't have it figured out, you're falling behind, or really just the world tells us that anyways. And I think it's just so unfair for them. They have to have it figured out by a certain date, or the pressure it's us or the world or our parents put on ourselves. To me, it's just, hey, man, just take a next step right now. What do you feel like God is calling you right now? Where do you feel like you need to? Maybe a lot of times our next step is a really simple thing, and most of our steps are within, not outwardly. So, amen. I can go on for another half hour, but I'll stop right there.
I'm going to have you on again, because we have a lot to talk about. But you know, it is true. I mean, our thoughts matter, and really, our thoughts also influence our DNA, which I was just talking about, which I will be talking about on next week's show. It's so important that we have that. Those thoughts that are good, but also that we trust in the Lord with all of our heart, lean not on our own understanding, but in all of our ways, submit to Him, and He will direct our paths. I mean, as Christians, we know there's no other way, and we know that, you know, we have to have that faith, and without faith, it's impossible to please God. There's so much we could go, there's so many directions I could go in right now, but you know, in your opinion, when it comes to jobs and work, what is the most important job in the world?
Oh, I think being a parent.
Yes.
You know, being a parent, because, you know, for us, we can have a house, you know, everything we wanted in terms of outwardly, right? But if we mess up parenting, we are messing up generations. And so for me, I just realized that, oh my gosh, all of us are really a byproduct of our environment. Kind of like a fish can't outgrow its fishbowl. It's really hard for a kid to outgrow its environment. How can it be loving and caring and nurturing if it's not caring, nurturing? How can, you know, if a lot of times as parents, we try to like make sure we avoid them having any hardship or, you know, or them failing. But it's them and failing and knowing that they can get up and encouraging them, hey, it's okay to fail. It's totally fine if you fail. It's what you do with it, right? And so many times we see, if you don't mind me saying this, helicopter parents, and it ruins kids. For me, I really think that parenting is the most important job in the world. And for me, if my kids, I don't have kids yet, but when I have kids, I want them to know these four things. If they know these four things, they're ingrained in their heart and their DNA, I'll call it a win. If they know that God is good, that they're forgiven, they're already forgiven, God is good, that they're already forgiven, that they're loved, and everything is possible because God is good. If they know those four things, I'll call it a deal.
Absolutely. And your upbringing is so important. I mean, You know, God commands us to love one another, to forgive one another. And as you said, parenting, I mean, I said to my husband when this whole pause thing went down, and by the way, my husband was the one that kept saying, you need to check out David Chaub, you know, follow him. He's got so much going on LinkedIn and, you know, all social media. And I attribute the fact that he said that to me 5 times, and that's why you're on the show right now. But, you know, it is our highest calling to be a parent. And I said to my husband in the beginning of the pause in New York here that mm-hmm. we will never have this time. Our 2 girls were with us because they were in school, and, of course, school shut down. And even our daughter, you know, both from Chicago and New York. I said, we will never, ever have this time again with these kids when everything is shut down. They have no way. They can't go see their friends. They're not going to work. They're not going to school. And I really made the most of it. I mean, yes, I still had to work, but really I was totally plugged in to what was going on. And it was almost like a second chance for me to have them, because I didn't expect to have them home like that. Mm-hmm. So it was such a blessing. All right.
Yeah, and, you know, and I know it's really tough that, you know, like, well, you know, you're not a parent. I totally understand, but I've worked with well over 10,000 college students, and I realize a lot of these things come from parenting. And it's just sitting here going, man, my heart breaks for kids that are just not in a good environment. It just breaks my heart. So.
Yeah, well, 10,000 kids is a lot of kids, David. I would say you have a good experience. So you're doing so many things, and we've been talking about how, you know, successful you are, but I don't think people know exactly what you do. So could you tell me what your main project is now? What are you doing? What are all the different things you're doing? I know you're speaking, and you have the podcast, and where do you see yourself in a few years?
Yeah. So, geez, where do I want to start? So I did motivational speaking for entrepreneurs and college students across the country for 2 years. But I got engaged, and I was on a plane every week, and I was sitting there going, well, I don't want to be an absent husband and eventually an absent father. So I gave it up completely. So I gave up, you know, basically a six-figure speaking business and left. Completely stopped. I'll do some local stopping here and there, but if it, you know, but that I kind of stopped doing that. I own a franchise for a publishing company. We work with high-end affluent neighborhoods where we create a neighborhood magazine where the homeowners of those gated communities basically write it themselves, and I have 5 employees that run that for me now, basically. So I kind of delegated the vast majority of that. My main project right now is the Western Entrepreneur Podcast. Basically, I interview thriving entrepreneurs to help other entrepreneurs, new or whether they've been in business for 20 minutes or 20 years, it doesn't matter. We all have a next step to take. So my goal is to learn from the success and the failures of thriving entrepreneurs. And we're on over 80 episodes. And my newest project is the 7-Day West New York Entrepreneur Challenge. So if you go to our Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or LinkedIn, you'll see that we have a 7-Day Entrepreneur Challenge. It's only $7. So basically what an entrepreneur a conference will pay me about $5,000 to go speak. I'm giving this to $7. And basically, I have a 7-day challenge. You'll be inspired, encouraged, networked. And basically, I'm going to teach you how to start a business or how to have a good foundation for your current business if you're relatively new in the entrepreneurial world. So in a couple of years, my goal is to have a 300 to 400 entrepreneur events once a year in Buffalo and Rochester. That's kind of where I'm going doing that right now.
Wow. I mean, obviously, one of the reasons you're successful, you know, obviously you put your faith and trust in Jesus and you have goals. I know that one of your favorite verses is 2 Timothy 4:7. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so that kind of started, when I it was kind of like my life verse since the beginning, right? So I always put it on my shoulder when I was running a Spartan race or a Tough Mudder or a marathon. I always put it on my shoulder. So, again, I've run the race. I've kept the faith. And so for me, I don't want to miss the mark in my life, and I always kind of want to run. And what I mean by that is kind of like a marathon. It's not a sprint. So for me, I kind of want to keep taking next steps. It encourages me to keep the faith and to keep running to race. Because, again, goals are amazing, Robbie. I'm all about goals, all about them, but I can't put my identity in them. Right. Because if I put my identity in achieving these goals, it's a roller coaster. Not about you, but I want to get off the roller coaster.
Yeah.
So my identity is in Jesus. He says I'm already everything that I need to be in my life. Therefore, again, this is just all an added bonus. And for me, it's just using our unique gifts and passion that God and Jesus has given us personally. So I think that's the ultimate success, whether you're an entrepreneur or a mom or whatever you do. If you're using your gifts and passion that you know that Jesus has given you and you're encouraging others and you're doing with love in your heart, you are successful whether you make zero or $1 billion a year. It does not matter.
We are all child of the true King. We are all children of the true King. David, I wish we had more time. Thank you so much for joining us. David Schaub, he is Western New York's entrepreneur. Check him out on LinkedIn, Facebook, where else? Instagram, everything. And where can they get your book and find out more about you?
Yeah, so I self-publish it on Amazon. So if you just type in my name, or you can literally just type in Never Complete David Schaub, it should come right up and whatnot. So you can also go to WNYEntrepreneur.com, and that has all my information, and you can contact me there if you want to get a hold of me for whatever reason.
Awesome. David, thank you so much for joining us today. Be safe out there in your travels across the country, and I hope to connect with you again soon, okay?
All right. Thanks so much, Robbie.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye. All right, you guys, listen, we are out of time. I want to thank Solomon, who's behind the glass here, always making sure everything's going perfectly for us. And listen, keep Carrie Carnelli and baby Anna in your prayers. Make sure you check out our podcast, Real Raw Truth. And we'll see you right back here next week. God bless you.
Put a healthy meal on the table without a trip to the grocery store at Balanced Body Foods. If you're too busy to cook or don't know where to start, simplify your life with Balanced Body. Balanced Body Foods is a fresh food meal prep service with a constantly changing menu for the ultimate in delicious, flavorful, nutritionally balanced meals. Order your next meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at balancedbodyfoods.com or stop into their Hurdle Avenue or Transit Road in Williamsville locations. You can even save 10% with promo code WNY10. That's right. Save 10% off your order. All you have to do is use promo code WNY10 when you visit balancedbodyfoods.com. Start today. Fuel your body with flavorful food that complements your lifestyle and goals. Discover your balance today at Balanced Body Foods. In the choice between taste and nutrition, choose both at Balanced Body Foods.
No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you 7 truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrative health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certifications. With 30 plus years experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The The Raw Truth on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com today.
Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, at Raw Truth Integrative Health, we see patients daily with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, cancer, inflammation, pain, gut issues, and we'd love to help you on your journey to health. Anne Marie and I see people on a private or semi-private consultations. We also offer group classes for weight management and health issues as well. So whatever your goal is, come and see us at Raw Truth Integrative Health. Go to RobbieRaw.com or RawTruthHealth.com for more information and email Robbie@RobbieRaw.com. Hi, it's Robbie Raw. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.